Hello, everyone. My name is Blake Shaver. I am the sales program supervisor here at Isogenics International, and I have the privilege of overseeing the Isobody Challenge, Team Isogenics, and our 100 Pound Club. But for today's podcast, I am joined by a very special guest and who has quickly become a close friend of mine, our current 2019 U.S. Isobody Challenge Grand Prize winner, Jennifer Riviera. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today and doing this podcast. I want to turn some time over to you and kind of let you tell everyone who you are, a little bit about your journey and your background.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am so honored to be the 2019 Grand Prize winner. I am in here in Tracy, California. I started my journey with Isogenics, you know, just kind of being an overweight, overstressed mom who really was just at a low point and didn't know really where to go. And so that's how, you know, I came into being with Isogenics is just, I had a friend from high school who had posted about it. And I was just at that place where I knew I needed help. And I kind of scrolled past it. I didn't really pay attention to it. And then she posted again about a month later, and I knew I needed to reach out. And so I did. And that's really how this whole ball started rolling down that area.
That's awesome. And what year would you say that was? How long ago was it?
So that was March of 2017. So next month will be 2 years.
Awesome. And just for a little background story of your journey, so going back to 2017, correct if I'm wrong, but you started your journey roughly at 190 pounds, right?
Exactly.
So how much weight have you lost since you started?
So I've lost 76 pounds and I've maintained it for, a year and a half now.
Which to me is the big kicker. I mean, weight loss is one thing, but to be able to find something that's sustainable and maintain those results for as long as you have is simply remarkable. So kudos to you. And again, I know we all love seeing your transformation at NYKO as well. So let me ask you this, building off of your story, what is your life like now? I know, you know, being a grand prize winner is one thing, but going through the journey you've been through, all the challenges you've been through, what has Isogenics kind of provided and what's the outlook with your life now?
So as I was saying, when I first started, I was just at a really low point. My son used to say that I used to yell from the time I woke up in the morning until the time I went to bed at night. My marriage was just at a low. You know, I made it really hard to love myself. And I kind of took that off around on everyone around me. And to see myself now after Isogenics is completely different. I love life. Before, I hid all the time. I didn't want to go out in public. I didn't want to take pictures. I secluded myself to work and home. That's just really what I did. And now it's completely different. I love to go out. I love to meet people. I love to find out where they're at in their life and see if it's something that I can help them with. I love taking pictures. I love having those memories now that I can look back. I mean, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you would barely see me in any pictures. And now I'm front and center. I'm enjoying life. It's 100% different from where I was to where I am now.
I love that. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, coming from someone who has completed as many Isobody challenges as you, and I believe it's five, right? Five or more. I think you're in number six now. We hear a lot that 16 weeks is a long time. And we know that sometimes people that have entered into their first Isobody challenge may or may not have already had bad experiences with different workout regimens or weight loss programs, things like that. So what kind of advice would you give someone on completing Isobody challenges and not being so focused on the 16 weeks? I mean, what'd you do to get through those tough moments?
I think the first important thing to always remember is your why. Like, why are you doing this? Whether it be to lose weight, whether it be to gain energy, whether it's to gain muscle, you just always have to remember that why. So when those challenging moments hit, you just have that why. I mean, I had it everywhere. I had it at work, by my refrigerator, everywhere. So when I would have those moments of weakness, I just had to remember why I was doing this. And the Isobody challenges are amazing because it's not about where you finish. It's just about your journey getting there. And I mean, it's not always pretty. None of our journeys are always pretty. We have mess ups or we, you know, let ourselves be derailed. But the great thing about the Isobody is it's not about that scale at the end. It's just how far you've come, whether it be physically or just emotionally or mentally. Just it's so amazing that you have this program that is designed to really help you at every step of the way.
I think that's so important. And, you know, focusing on your why is key, in my opinion, just because your why could be so many different things. And it's kind of like how we always go back to, you know, define performance your way, or define what transformation means to you, because every single person would probably have a different definition on what they would say they want their transformation to be, or what that transformation would mean to them. So having that why in the forefront of your entire journey, and more, I think, also picking numerous whys. I mean, your why might change after 16 weeks or even after 30 days. So continually having that in the forefront is huge. And I think that's an awesome tip. Now, when it comes to the Ice Body Challenge and the program itself, we know that it offers so many different support levels in so many different ways. I mean, the Ice Body community, for example, our Facebook group has over 40,000 members in it. And that's a lot of people who could then be your accountability partner during your journey. But if you were to pick your favorite thing about the Ice Body Challenge and what it's done to help you reach your goals, what would it be?
I think the amazing part of the Ice Body is the $200 product coupon, because I think that's what motivates everyone to start with it. I mean, there is not any other place that I've ever known where they pay you to reach your own goals at your own rate. That's what I always tell everyone. I mean, Blake knows, I did not think I was going to be a finalist. I had no clue. But what got me to do the Ice Body Challenge was someone telling me, you can get $200 in free product after 16 weeks. I was sold. I was in it. And then once you're in it, then you get the support and you get, you know, the amazing, I mean, you get a shirt. I always say this, I started with an extra large shirt. I now have an extra small shirt. I will keep them forever because it shows my journey. So the Isobody, it's so amazing that it pays you, but you get so much more. That may be why you start, and I think that's an amazing thing, but what you get at the end, I mean, I got my life back.
I love that. And it's almost like they're almost mementos, or even just, you know, badges of honor to show how many you've completed.
Exactly.
And I think that's awesome, because it does. It gives you something to look back on, whether it's, you know, almost like people with vision boards or anything like that. It's not necessarily looking back, but just to realize how far you've come. Because we know that in the fitness world or in anything, when it comes to exercise or nutrition and you're looking for some sort of physical transformation, when you're always looking at yourself in the mirror all the time, sometimes it can be hard to see those transformations. And then it never fails. You see someone you haven't seen in a few weeks and they go, what are you doing? How are you seeing these results? You look great. And you may not even notice that. But then when you look at something like those t-shirts, like you're saying, and to think, wow, three challenges ago, I was in an XL and now I'm already down to a small or an extra small. I mean, that's kind of what we always say is those non-scale victories. That's that constant reminder of what you're doing is working, no matter how hard it may seem at times. So I love that. Thank you. Now, we know too, the Ice Body Challenge can really help propel somebody's Isogenics business. And I mean, you came into this thing building a tremendous business as it was. You were sharing sharing the products because of your results. And I believe you just hit executive if I saw that report right. So congratulations. Kind of give us a tip or tell the field or the listeners how the challenge has really helped you build that business. And what does it mean to kind of look at that journey, turning your journey into that financial opportunity?
So I'll always say it's so important to bring two people with you on this journey, because you need that accountability. As I said before, there's going to be times when it's hard and when you're on a low, and those people are going to help build you up. They're going to help remind you of your why. And the Isobody Challenge, and again, they have the group support, all that is so amazing, and it keeps you wanting to strive. And because of that, I always wanted to help people. I wanted to bring people along. Keep in mind, this was someone who was secluded and didn't really like to go out, to all of a sudden wanting to help people, wanting to bring people along on this journey. And without even knowing it, I got this amazing business out of it. And when I won Isobody, I knew then and there that I needed to keep doing this. And because of that, I did. I came back from Isabody and I had put in my 2 weeks notice and I decided I wanted to do this full time. There hasn't been a day since I came home that I don't wake up excited to see what the day has in store for me.
That's amazing. And truthfully, I think what we've always loved and appreciated about you from the day that we met you is everything is just, this is who I am, so authentic. I mean, there's no doubt about it that you're passionate about what you do, and it shows, and it shows in every aspect, which I think really goes a long way when it comes to building the financial opportunity that iStrengths offers and really showcasing the power of what network marketing can do. So kudos to you again, because you're killing it. You're a rock star for sure. And we are so honored to have you on board as one of our grand prize winners. Now, I have to ask, because I know it was probably biased for me because I was on stage. I got to see it all go down. I got to be with you guys all week. But share with us that moment. I mean, when you heard Kathy Coover say your name as the 2019 U.S. Grand Prize winner, what were the thoughts going through your mind?
It's so funny because that first thought was, she just called my name. Like, that can't be possible. I was up there with, 14 amazing, amazing people who were so inspiring. And to be chosen was just, it was surreal. I was humbled and just so honored because my platform really was to show people that if I can do it, they can do it. Like, I didn't do anything special. I wasn't in the gym, 2, 3, 5 times a week. I didn't stress about what exactly I could eat. I just followed the plan. I mean, it was so simple as 2 shakes a day, 2 snacks a day, and a sensible dinner. That's all I did. It wasn't anything that anybody else can't do. And that's where I'm just so honored because, it's just, the company is amazing and the people are amazing.
Well, it's people like you that make us enjoy what we do, and it constantly reminds us of the mission of iStrengths and why we're here. So we thank you more than anything, and we really appreciate when we have such great product ambassadors like yourself out there promoting the company. So we thank you. And I think one key point I wanted to touch on there with what you were saying was we tend, I think, as humans, it's kind of human nature, to just overcomplicate something. But I think we tend to forget just how simple this system is. This isn't meant to reinvent the wheel or to completely take your daily routine and flip it on its head. This is meant to simplify your daily routine and to help you avoid those bad food or fast food decisions or maybe where you're in a pickle with taking the kids to practice or not having time. This is meant to jump in and fill that gap. And I think the way you've explained it and how you've always explained the results you've gotten throughout your journey is simply that. You just made it simple. You didn't overcomplicate it, and you stuck to the plan in the way that it was designed, and the results have come. So I think that's huge. Now, before we close out the call, Jennifer, I just wanted to give you a chance. Maybe if, let's say someone's on this podcast as a first-time iStrengths customer, maybe they're experiencing their first 30 days, or maybe they've been here for a few months, but they're still on the fence on whether or not they want to build the business or test that financial opportunity. If you were to give our listeners one piece of parting advice or just something that you think would stick to them or resonate with them throughout their iStrengths journey, what would it be?
Again, my key point is to know your why. And as Blake said, your why will change. My why started out that I wanted to lose weight. My why grew into wanting to show my sons that their mom is strong, that it doesn't always look pretty, however you get to your journey, but how you arrive there and how you act on getting there is all the difference in the world. So for me, know your why. And when you're at that low point, reach out. There's always someone there. The Isabody community is amazing. There is someone on there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Aren't in this alone. You're never in this alone. There's always someone who's been there and knows how you're feeling and is ready to lift you up. And that's for financial and physical. There's been many times along my journey of growing my business where I doubted myself, just like physically. You doubt if you're able to do it, or are you giving enough? Are you doing enough? And the answer is yes. that's what's amazing about this business is you're going at your own rate. You're going at your own speed. The trainings are there. Everything is there. You just have to reach out and ask someone if you don't know where to look. There's always someone who's going to be there who wants you to strive to be better. In all of my journey, physical and financial, I can't count on my fingers or my toes how many people have reached out and wanted to help me. Where other business do you know of where someone is reaching out a hand to help you get better, you know, daily? It's just, it's amazing. So my key advice is just always ask for help and always remember your why. And it's a powerful thing and it'll get you to exactly where you need to be when you need to be there.
And Jennifer, thank you. I mean, I think defining your why is a really big pivotal part of what we do. And that's how we, as people, set ourselves up for success. So my question to you is, as someone who has really had such a good transformation and has been doing this over the last two or so years, how did you go about defining your why, or what kind of tip would you give someone on how to define their why? And more importantly, once you've kind of seen success, how do you continue to define new whys?
So I think sometimes it's easy to say my why was because I didn't fit into clothes. That starts your why. But when you actually look a little bit deeper into what it was, I was unhappy. As I said, I made it really hard to love myself because I didn't love myself anymore. I didn't recognize who I was. That all played into what my why was, because if it's just about weight loss, yeah, when it's a donut or, you know, a good food, what am I going to go for? You're going to go for the donut because it's just comfortable. It's what you know. But when you really look inside yourself and you find out why you're unhappy and you don't ever want to go there again, you want to find a way out. And so when you delve real deep in there and you find out what it is, that's what holds you when you're having those moments. When I looked around and I thought, my why is this life I've started, my home, my son, my husband. And that was all in jeopardy because I wasn't happy. So when you really get to the core of it, that is what motivated me to keep going. And then as the weight loss came, so did me getting healthy inside, which meant that the little things that used to bug me no longer bugged me anymore. I was able to go and play outside with my son. I was able to take the dog for walks. All these great things started happening. And then your why changes, right? Because I'm not miserable anymore. So now my why is I want to keep this up. I want to keep getting better. And then as I started helping other people, my why became, wow, I owe it to them to be the best person I can be so that they can be the best person they want to be. And so your why keeps changing. And I always said I never wanted to make money off my friends. And now I look back at that person and I want to tell her, you weren't. You were helping them and at the same time helping yourself. And I came to love myself. I came to imagine this world that can be so much greater than that person who was just happy with her home and her family. Now it's so much more than that. And so when you really look at what your why is, and it can be something completely different than my why, you can't take it at face value. You really have to do some looking inside yourself. I mean, when no one's around and you just speak it to yourself for the first time, and you'll know exactly what that why is. And that's the why that you put everywhere, because that's the why that won't let you down.
That's awesome. That's such good advice too. And I think when you think of it as a summary, it's pretty safe to say that your mindset from the beginning is what tends to shape your why. And I think the results that come from that mindset shift and that why is kind of the cherry on top for the hard work you've put in. Because I think we, as people, get so honed in on the results, results, results. And if the results aren't happening as fast as we claim they should happen, the why and the mindset is quickly forgotten. But I think as you stated, the why and that mindset is what keeps you going. The results are the benefit of you know, sticking the course and staying to your program and things like that. So that's huge. Jennifer, I wanted to thank you again. I know, you know, we've only been working together now a couple months, but I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to share your story again on this podcast and really get the word out there on, you know, what Isagenics and the Ice Body Challenge are capable of helping people do. Just to recap, you've lost 76 pounds. That's amazing. And when you guys see Jennifer's before and after photos, you're going to be like, there's no way that's the same person. Because trust me, we all thought the same thing. And it still to this day just absolutely amazes me. But if anyone listening to this podcast is interested in learning more about Jennifer, the Isobody Challenge, be sure to check out isobodychallenge.com. And if you're not already registered for a challenge, don't wait another day. You can start a challenge any day of the year. You can jump into this huge support community of over 40,000 people and start seeing those results. As Jennifer said, don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to reach out. We are all here to help you achieve success. So please, if you haven't already, register for an Isobody Challenge and visit isobodychallenge.com for more information. Jennifer, thank you again. I cannot express my gratitude for you enough. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.